at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us on social media. You can DM us. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Penny says, hey, Ben and Kelly. Hi, guys. So I have a question for you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned that my mom is about to do something I know she'll regret.
Ooh.
She's always been against tattoos and did everything to keep me from getting one in high school.
Yeah.
But now, out of nowhere, she and a couple of friends have decided to get inked. My mom is in her early 50s.
Okay.
And I'm convinced this is some kind of midlife crisis thing. I know it's her body, but tattoos just don't look good on older people, and she wants it on her leg. I'm starting to feel attacked.
You don't have a tattoo.
No, I don't.
All right.
But
all right.
I didn't have the heart to say anything to her, but tattoos are forever, and I really feel like I need to do something, but I don't want to hurt her feelings. Can you ask people what they would do? Thanks so much. Love your show. Well, I would start with not saying, hey, Mom, tattoos don't look good on old people. Probably not a sentence we should say.
Yeah, I mean, if she's truly having a midlife crisis, then she's seeing age is a big factor in that. You know?
Right. And I feel like the leg is a safer place. I think my mom got a tattoo of a little dolphin above her ankle.
Your mom and your sister when they got a tattoo? Not so much your sister. It was your mom.
Yeah, they did it together. My sister was in college, I think.
So your mom might have been in her 50s.
Yes.
Late 40s, 50s, something like
that? Yes, yeah. Yep, she was in her 50s.
Okay, so this could literally be you writing our show about your mom.
Yes. And listen, my dad didn't find out for 3 months.
Well,
hilarious.
Yeah, but, you know.
And that part of your leg is not like it's like super. It's not like she's getting like a belly button piercing or, lower back.
Here's the thing. Even if she wanted to get a lower back tat, who cares? It's your mom. She birthed you. Let her do what she wants to do. You know,
exactly.
It's a tattoo. It's if that's something that maybe it has meaning, maybe there's a reason for it beyond what you can see on the surface.
Exactly.
And maybe she's always wanted to get a tattoo, but now she's finally like, all right, I'm at a point in my life where I feel good about myself and I want to color it up a little bit. Stabby Sarah wrote us and said, my mom got her first tattoo on her 50th birthday. Let mom do whatever she wants.
See, there you go. And I love it came from Stabby Sarah.
Yeah. Hey, so. Paul.
I don't believe it's a good idea at all.
Oh.
I was never really for tattoos, but like you said before, they last forever. And I don't think it's a good idea, especially for kids embarrassed.
Oh, okay. All right, Paul. Okay, well, I don't know if I actually said they last forever, but yes, implied for sure.
Sure. They are a little bit more permanent. It does take some effort to get them off.
Uh-huh. Frank.
But I think I worked at a place that I had a tattoo artist, and he told me when I was 34 years old that you didn't get one yet, so you don't need one.
Oh.
Okay, then. Right. Wow. I am shocked with all the people rolling in saying, tell mom not to do it.
That's a little, yeah. Now, John, you're all right with it.
Yeah, I don't see a problem. I mean, she's an adult. Her mother's an adult. I mean, if it really bothers her that she's getting it on her leg, she could get it somewhere that's more concealed, like a shoulder blade.
Like a shoulder blade.
A shoulder blade? I think that's a little bit more like more aggressive than like on the leg somewhere. Like I'm envisioning like down by the ankle or something.
You know, Kimberly
would be kind of cute.
Kimberly rolls in with a good point. She says, "What exactly does she think the existing generation will look like in 20 years?"
Yeah, that is true.
Tattoos are a part of like the Gen Z millennial sort of fabric. I mean,
there's
honestly, even Gen X's are tatted up, you know? And so I just don't think there's such a huge stigma around tattoos anymore.
I don't either. And she didn't like say what the tattoo was. If she was looking to get like a gigantic dragon down the entire, like from thigh to toes, I get that. That feels like a little aggressive.
However, I just saw a woman with, it's so funny that you said that, a dragon on her hip.
Get out! I just made that up.
I know, like all the way down her leg. And I don't know, I wouldn't, she was probably in her 30s maybe. So, okay, but yeah, I mean, it looked good. She rocked it. She was wearing shorts. So obviously it showed
it
off.
Those larger statement pieces are better suited on younger people. Sure.
Well, she is going to get older though. So,
right. Yes. But you know, all right. I don't know.
I think here's the thing.
Let mom do what she wants.
Yes. We keep going around and around and around. Let mom do what she wants. Penny, you'll get over it. It'll be fine. And
it's
then,
be fine.
You know what? If she was so against you having a tattoo and you really want a tattoo, why don't you
then
get one with
your
mom?
Yeah, go with your mom.
Why don't you get your mom?
Bonding experience.
Yes, get one with your mom. There you go. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Let us know how it all works out.